Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. I am so excited this evening to bring to you none other than another Thursday night live open mic tonight. I'm very, very excited because it's always just a wonderful experience just fellowshipping with all the poets, vocalists, and all the comedians, all the people that come through and rock our mic every Thursday night. It's just an awesome, wonderful thing. And I am so glad to just be hosting this again tonight. And I look forward to some wonderful poets coming through tonight. Had a couple of people hit me up on Facebook to say, you know, they're coming on through. And, you know, I appreciate you when you let me know you're coming through. It's just always I feel the love. But with no other further ado, I see my co-host is in the building. So you know what I got to do. I got to let him in because it may be raining outside. Hey, CVG. Uh-oh.
You let me in, especially with air conditioning.
You got air conditioner on.
You know it.
Woo, it was mighty hot today. I know when I was in Chicago a few weeks ago, oh my goodness, it was so scorching hot, but I'm so glad that Powell's bookstore has a really, really good air conditioner, but you when you step outside, it felt like you was being suffocated.
I know. It's hot today, too.
But guess what? All right, we're going to get it off and popping tonight. I'm trying to see what's going on with the chat room here. I don't know if it's my computer tonight or either it's just Blog Talk, but nevertheless, we're going to get it rolling. All right. What I'm going to do is play a track from one of our favorite poets here. Start up like that. How about that? How was your weekend, CBD?
It was pretty good. I chilled out most of the weekend. I didn't do very much. I chilled out. It was hot on Saturday, and I just kind of laid back.
I know that's right. Sometimes you got to do that, just lay back. You know, sometimes, you know, so many people like to be on the go.
Sometimes and the older I get, the more good the laybacks get.
Oh, okay. Is that something to look forward to? I guess I tend to agree with you on that one. I really, really do. Because I definitely feel you on that. All right, well, we're going to get this show started. I'm just playing around here. And I need to see what's going on with our switchboard. Okay, what I am going to do, I'm going to play one of our favorite poets who's also performing for us this September. And I am going to play his track, Weather Report. Alvin Lloyd Hart, y'all, here it is.
my weather report. Come here, my dear, and let me place my lips on you like raindrops falling from the sky. Let my lips pelt you like hot but gentle Jamaican showers. Feel my heat from my kisses, warming your cheeks like summer breezes. Tingles from my kisses will send shivers to places just below your ears and above your collarbone like fall chills. Feel the moisture from my tongue dripping on your nipples and traveling to all your ports of call. Let my winds blow, let them blow through you, let them blow through your cotton, your silk, or right onto your damp skin. Feel my tongue hit you like a wild wave crashing ashore into your love cavern. Close your eyes and see me as a man made from the ocean, big and wide, like an endless ocean rushing in and flowing out as if it's being sucked out. Can you feel that? Well, let me kiss you just like that. Let my body cover you with the force of a storm and make love to you with the power of a hurricane. Feel my heat penetrate everything in you and everything you have open like a bolt of lightning hitting you over and over. Let my nature sit you up and lay you down. Brace yourself, baby. I'm about ready to blow your house down. You need a break. Well, after you take a deep breath and wipe away the excesses of my rain, you can blow me down. But sooner or later, I'm gonna build back up into a raging storm, a category 10. See, I'm the kind of storm that goes in one end and you think it's coming out the other end. The walls or your levees will be tested. I'm the kind of storm you will remember way back when you tell your friends. Hell, you might even write a book about it. If by chance someone else is drizzling on you, close your eyes and go back in time. Remember the fairy of mighty erotic downpour. In the hottest days, when it's calm and clear and you think back to those gentle winds, but think about how fast you are caught up in the eye of the storm. Those winds, depending on how you move, will kick you up to another level, pushing and pulling in every direction. My hurricane ain't nothing but a spinning erection, looking for a soft place to land. You know a hurricane, it can pick you up, turn you around, placing your back against a storm that will let me kiss you like raindrops falling from the sky on your spine. Feel those raindrops, baby, coming closer to your behind. You spread wide and brace yourself, because here comes the penetration of the ocean rushing in and flowing out again. But that second hit, the force of my nature, the bolt of electricity that can cause a flood of me into you. A shot of electricity, juice, causes no destruction. With all that storming, it might cause a little swelling of the grounds around. No worry, baby. I'll kiss you where it hurts, just like gentle raindrops from the sky. So, my dear, come on over here and check out my weather. You like it hot? Well, let me tan you with the sweet strings of love drops. Have you been cold? Well, let me heat you up. You and I will be the friction that grinds to a flame, or a lightning bolt that splits a tree in half and ignites the fire deep within the underbrush. Has it been a dry season for you? Well, let me send you some moisture. Let me kiss you like raindrops falling from the sky.
Once again, I think I've already told you to be invited to do this, and an honor also for you to ask me to talk tonight to read one of them. I hope to hear some of the other amazing authors that were in this book.
Right, I hope so too. You know, we sent out a couple of some people told me that they were going to be here this evening, so we hope they come through.
Okay, well, just let me know if you need anything else from me or if you have any questions, and I'll let you get on back to your listeners and take some more calls.
Kathy, before you want to go, you want to plug any your Facebook page, your fan page, your books, or anything? We always let people, you know, shout out their what they're doing.
I haven't really established anything yet. I'm actually hoping to talk to you one day about getting some of my other stuff published, but we'll talk about that another time.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much again. That was Miss Kathy Graham. She's also one of the contributing authors in the Homeless Cry Anthology. I'm so happy that she put, you know, some of her wonderful pieces in there, all the way from Kansas City, Missouri. All right, we're gonna take it down the line here. Bear with me, folks, because something's going on with the switchboard here. I don't know if it's my computer or the switchboard. We normally don't have this problem, but when it comes, you know, we have to handle it here. All right, we're going to go down the line here. CVG, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Everything's good on this end.
Okay, I don't know my, I don't think it's my computer, actually. What's going on here?
Well, you're in the chat room right now. Are you seeing chats?
Yeah, I can't even put anything in the chat here. Let's see. But nevertheless, let me try to take another caller here, and I need to refresh. All right, caller from the 490 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? All righty, caller. All right. What I am going to do here, because it seems like this is my computer. CVG, you want to take over the mic for a second and do what you do? You got a piece you want to read really quickly?
Yeah, I can read a piece, but I ain't in the switchboard with you. I'm out the switchboard. You know that, right?
Okay.
But I can hang in here for a minute. Now I have to put some music on or something till you get back. Just do what you got to do. Go ahead.
All right.
All right, I'll read a piece. I just wrote a brand new piece inspired by the conflict of love. I mean, a lot of people think love don't have nothing to do with it, and some people think love has something to do with it. So it got me to thinking, and I wrote this poem. The title of the poem is called Love Has Everything to Do With It. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? Well, obviously, some people think love doesn't have anything to do with it, and some do. Well, I think love has everything to do with it. I think love is overlooked, underestimated, disregarded, and taken for granted. It's love, y'all. Do you realize without it, most of us wouldn't even be here? Well, I need love. I need love like a plant needs water, like a relationship between a mother and daughter. I need love to continue to project my love, to process my thoughts of the one that loves me. I never want to hear the words, what's love got to do with it? For love is the food of life. God is love. And love introduced me to my wife. The love between us two bared our children. And Lord knows I love all of my children. We can't underestimate the power of love by any means, because love comes in many vehicles, even in our dreams. How can we take one of the greatest attributes God gives us and totally disregard it? How does one manage not to love? It's in us. It's like blood in our veins. Learn to appreciate love. It's very powerful. It moves you in a way nothing else can. Think about it. When you love that woman,
you will go way past the normal you so she can see your love shine through. And she can reciprocate that love to you. Love is powerful beyond measure. When you recognize love, you have truly found your hidden treasure. Make note of these writings. I'm sure one day they will light a corner in your memory, because love will surface somewhere in each and every individual's lifetime. Embrace it, for God will want you to, and you will never regret love, because love has everything to do with it. And that's my piece.
All right, CBG in the house. Let's see if we can clap it up right here, because that was all right, CBG. I think we have a clapping going on here. Right, yes. All right now, CVG. You know what it was? I had to switch browsers. Something was wrong with Google Chrome. You did the thing, CVG.
Something was wrong with Google Chrome.
Yeah, I had to switch my browser. All right, well, we're going to keep the show rolling here. I know I see some other wonderful people on the line, so I'm going to take the very next caller here, and then I'll read a piece, and then we'll keep it going and mix it all up for you. All right, caller from the 409 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who's going to rock the mic tonight? Caller from the 409, your first three digits, 549, you're on the air.
Maybe they're shy. All
right. Well, we'll come back to you, but don't be shy. We embrace you all in love. It's all in love. All right. We're going to keep it going here. We're going to keep one of our other tracks into rotation here. So, you know, we got to mix it all up for the people. Well. All right, here's another one of our sisters that's going to be performing at our event this September, Miss Jazzy Fidel, and we're going to play her track, You Again. Check it out.
Baby, stop for a minute. Hey, baby, I was wondering.
Death of myself, so I mourn. Never wanted to be a woman scorned. Love, hate, I'm torn. The veil of loneliness, I've worn. Because most men are either in jail, on dope, or eating dog food. So most women fail, lose hope, or play the fool. I'm sick of hurting from body aches and mental scrapes. Push beaten and bruised. Underestimated, tested, and used. That's not the life I choose. Resilience has made me stronger. Let the bullshit live no longer. For the answer, I hunger. Feed me. Feed me till I'm full and can't stand it. The truth, I demand it. I don't want to sugarcoat it or dip in deception. Hold the assumption. Serve it on a plate of reflection. Self-reflection. Dispose of false perception. I perceive that you played the role. No applaud. But you can take a bow. So you wanted me, just not right now. And while you were feeling me, and I was feeling you, flaws and all, but you were only feeling my inside walls. I'm tired of the infatuation and lust. Whatever happened to intimacy and trust? I want a real man. I deserve this. Because my realness makes the fake ones nervous. I pray for a soulmate to the powers that be. That's why I'm holding on so patiently. I guess there's circumstances that keeps us apart. Separation anxiety, it gets so hard. I believe in love, so I keep the faith. I believe in happiness, so it's worth the wait. I believe in happiness, so it's worth the wait.
Welcome back, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with none other than Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G holding it down for you in the evening time on this Thursday night open mic live. All right, that was a mouthful, but I got it all in. All right, we're going to keep the show going right here. Miss Jazzy Sedelk is another person that will be performing this September on the my stage at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. With that being said, I'm going to play our commercial really, really quick, and then we're going to come back with some more poetry. How about that? I think I like that. What about Stevie G?
Down. I'm down.
All right. Here we go. All right, you down, I'm down. So let's get down with the commercial here.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sedelk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was our Spoken Word Billboard Award commercial, our pre-commercial, because we're going to have another commercial and reveal to you some more people that will be attending the event. We're going to have a couple of celebrities in the house, and I ain't saying nothing until the commercial comes out. But nevertheless, we're going to keep it going here. All right. Let's take it. Let me read a piece that I have in the Synchronized Ink Anthology. All right. You know, everybody knows this is my favorite poem. It's very, very short. You know what? Now, I'll read another one. So Kathy read one of her poems from the Homeless Choir Anthology, something that we got going here for our community, to support the cause of homelessness. We pulled this anthology together because we're going to be doing some much-needed things for this to help raise funds for and support organizations that are already doing what others are not doing with helping resolve the homeless cause. All right, this piece is entitled, I Thank Him for My Imagination. Wake me so I can see the sunshine. Let the flower buds spread their wings open wide so I can smell their fragrance released from in between. Let the morning frost be as cool as a winter's breeze. Let me witness the birds flying beneath the clouds. Let me watch the sun rays break through the heavens. Let me give thanks and praise God for my many blessings. I may not have a dwelling place that I can call home. At least God gave me a family of all living things. Next to my bed of pallet, underneath I lay in the safety of my cardboard box. There's an army of all kinds of friendly insects. I am thankful that I am not alone. Often I dream about the wonders of the world, roaming in the parks playing hide and seek with the squirrels. My dreams drift into deep imagination, thinking of rock towers flowing with clear waters, warm sunny days, rainbow ornaments dangling from the sky, green patches and trails of daisies decorating the earth, birds twirling playfully in the sky, soaring so high. Witnessing animals of gathered species of mammals, fleet hoof passing quickly, leaving playful kisses from the wind, water splashes shower me with the flap of a fish's fin. I imagine children playing from a distance, women baking pies, laughing together, engaging in a game of gin, men kicking back after today's catch of deer, relishing in the moment of relaxing, sipping on some cold beers. I imagine life so grand and filled with unconditional love, unfading of eternal bliss. Although I am without a physical home, Mother Earth provides for me a dwelling place and daily kisses me with her gentleness. Although I am without a physical home, at least I am in a place where I can belong, where I am not alone. I am not saddened by the circumstances of my living existence. I choose to honor my days and the years, basking in the glimpse of God's glory instead of crying tears. I thank him for my imagination, for an imagination helps me get through the years, ridding me of the dark, roaming street fears. Although I'm without a home, at least I am not alone. Mother Earth nurtures me. Each morning, God wakes me. So don't fret for me. Thankfully, I see, in spite of my life circumstances, God loves me. If you wake me, don't shake me, because I need my imagination intact. I need to be able to travel in time, allowing my mind to captivate something more beautiful than what I saw the day before. And that's my piece. I thank him for my imagination. All right.
Thank you.
All right, you clap it up. Since you say I have to clap it up. All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We got to keep the show going here. All right, we're going to try to bring 409 in. 409, you're on the air. Are you ready? 409?
I don't think they're ready.
Okay, 409, we love you. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. All right, remember, it's all in love. So if you are on the line, we have quite a few people on the line. Make sure you select option one. We definitely want to hear what you got to say and what you want to share with us. We don't have a specific theme. We just need you to select that option one, and we'll know that you want to be heard. All right, well, let's keep it going here. You know how we mix it up here on the Thursday Mic Open Mic. You never know if somebody's going to come through, a comedian's going to come through, a vocalist's going to come through. You know our very own CVG sings. You know, he gave you a little taste with his poem he just did. But we're going to mix it up right here. I'm going to play a little music for y'all, and then I'll be back with some more poetry and spoken word, however you want to call it. It is what it is. All right, we are just going to play a little bit for you, and then we'll be right back after this.
Where I'm from, take you around my way.
Cut and bright, keep the head nappy still.
Gutterville.
Yeah, we broke out here. Peter rolled like, we smoked out there. Imagine taking a step through some place with bless you. Then they tried to test you, you made them all respect you. See, that's exactly where my people come from. The grind, the oil, the slash, and the beatings come from. Read them walk through the stormy weather, sleep with my gun. Make a lot of math, I don't want to teach to my son. Like how the rock, the stove, and the beaker be one. See, a simple mind, I always have to pay a hard price. Where I'm from, it's cold, we keep the heater at night. She ain't the only one that had to live a hard knock life. We from
come up off for a quarter, place the order, have you over easy under some water. You can get whatever you need. 40 Phillies cook in the kitchen, kids playing the streets. 15 with heat, belt buckles stuck on their knees. School we disrespect, jumping you to bleed. Money is in burners, cars beefing and murders. Trying to change forms, just say when we dirty. You can get jacked for your jersey, get that shot for your rim. Shooting dice, broad daylight, bomber jackets. At the club, 16 deep in the truck, talking name strapped, stupidest. Up to the 51 trade, you will see what I mean. You ain't gotta be an actor to get cut from the scene. The roll squad, and we here for the whole pot. I don't care if you home stop, we a rain on your whole block. We from
throughout all eternity. There is only one you, intricately and uniquely designed and crafted by the Creator. Each thought you have, every move you make, the way you blink your eyes, each lash blinking in their own unique way, each blood cell, each vessel, muscles, tendons, bones, ligaments, DNA, all given to you and only you to make you, you. All part of God's grand design. From dirt you came, made into a beautiful life force. I swear you are the rib that made me whole. I remember the genesis of us and when we became we, Adam to Eve, two beings created just for each other, you and I. No other man will do, because no other man could ever be you. No other man will do, because no other man could ever be you. And that's the end.
Okay.
My niece, Miss, what's your new poetic name? I know you had two of them. Which one you lose now?
Lyrical Freedom.
Lyrical Freedom? What
Lyrical
within?
Freedom.
Okay, Lyrical, Miss Lyrical Freedom. And I'm about to put her on the spot tonight because my niece will be singing on my stage also. Yay! This September, she will be helping to bring down the house and making a fun-filled evening. But let me clap it up for you, my dear, for coming on.
She's going to be singing.
Yes, she is.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Whoa. Hold up. You ain't getting up off of here that easy. If you're going to be singing, you might as well give us a sample.
Oh,
right now, my voice isn't up and running right now.
Oh, please. I've heard it all.
Oh, just sing one note.
Oh, one note? Well, la. There you go.
La. I know I just didn't hear her say la.
Now, you said you want to be nervous now.
Yeah, sing one note, like la da 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 da. That. Something like that.
I'll sing one line.
Okay,
go ahead.
I wrote this song when I was 12 years old. here I go. Every night when I close my eyes, you are the last thing on my mind, baby. I'm done.
Listen to chill. I ain't singing behind her in no show. Make sure I sing in front of her.
Now, was that so hard to you?
You kind of was.
Right. No pressure, but you're going to be on the stage in front of about 400 folks, so get it together.
Oh, Lord.
I see love you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Love you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good boy.
That was my niece. It's so pleasant to have her. This is her first time calling on to my show. She called off some time for her auntie out of her busy schedule. And I love her for it. All right. So y'all heard it. She will be on my stage as well. So we got a wonderful lineup for that evening. We're going to keep the show going here. We got some other poets waiting to be heard. We're going to go back to 409. Keeps coming back. So 409, you on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Donna. Can you hear me?
Yes, Donna, how are you this evening?
Fabulous. I have no explanation for what was happening earlier because I was here. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. You know, you like, save me, and you just couldn't save me, but I'm back. Okay.
I'm glad you came back. What you going to do for us this evening?
Okay, my stage name, so you'll remember me from the last time, is Diva D.
All right.
Okay. So the piece tonight is titled Spiritual Strategy.
got to make a change in the selection process. You know, a new approach for romantic success. Been focused on the wrong substance, hoping to find a king for a queen. Always left with a little bit of a mess, direct result of counseling with the flesh. So I sat down and had a conversation. Jesus held the pen, and God did all the talking. I woke up from my dream conference, and now what's left is for me to get to walking, implementing, starting with a new set of questions. What's your take on God, the universe, or the spirit? Have you been baptized by water, washed in the blood, filled with Holy Ghost power? Have you taken responsibility for your own sinful actions? Or are you still maturing, running in place with no traction? I'm not professing to be a saint, but I know who I am in the heavenly realm. So you can answer with the truth or you can evade. But whatever the case, I'm going to be ahead. Spiritual strategy, Trinity, unity, ride or die. In the end, we fly, Jesus, God, and I. Spiritual strategy. And that's my piece.
All right, I love that spiritual strategy.
That clap it up is the best part of the whole night. I just love that. Okay.
Thank you. We so appreciate you for sharing. We're glad you finally gave King got through. We don't know what was going on either, but it's just a blessing that you got through. You want to share some of your information? You got a book out. You got your own radio show. Let the people know so we can reach out and tell us what this is.
You're so good. I thank God for you. I'm taking a survey to find out if a blog talk radio show is the next venue for me. But right now, I do have information. My blogspot.com is called A Diva of Poetry. A Diva of Poetry. blogspot.com.
All right, A Diva of Poetry. Y'all heard it. Make sure you reach out and fellowship with our sister. We so appreciate you for coming through. You're always welcome because we here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time each week. So whenever you have time to roll through, come on through.
All right, be blessed, and thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you. All right, that's A Diva. All right, that was amazing. I really enjoyed that piece of hers. I've been really enjoying all the poets that have come through thus far. My niece surprising me and, you know, giving us a sample of the vocals to expect this September. Although we're going to take the very next caller. Caller from the 832 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have getting ready to rock the mic tonight?
Hey, peace and blessings with y'all. This is the Poetic Prophet, Prophet Andre, a.k.a. Poetic Prophet. Just wanted to come through and drop some love up on y'all. You know, drop a piece. It's a little old piece, but, you know, I
right.
just felt like hearing and spend some poetry tonight.
Glad you came and come on through. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna drop this piece called A Gift to a King.
All right.
As a stain of my tender kisses fall beneath your cheek, I desire something you just like, love that is so, so sweet. What I possess, I never known that love in the making in this rarest form of desires is endless compassion that combusts into fire. To me, you are hot as flames. Without being consumed by hurtful pains and foolish games, who can you blame if you hold to emptiness this has washed away by the violence of the rain? Because true connection and what we share, it shall never change. It evolves if you breathe into life of these new lungs. In this lifetime, I have found my lifelong friend who is cool as the wind on a chilly day with a seductive grin and the right words to say, because to me, greatness is you, and it describes you best. So I hunger for a love until there's nothing left. I couldn't see myself having anything less, resting your head on my shoulder, in need of my comfort with peace. But forever, our bond that shall never die, no more heartbreaks where games fall from a ton of tears that fall against these windows of pains. As we rise, the traces of love and what we shall stand in the depths of your eyes without deception and lies. A gift given to a king from God who created you in perfection, my beautiful angel of mine.
Beautiful,
man.
Yes, I
love
that.
You
have me in
sickly.
You were done, right?
Oh, yeah, I was done.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry, because I wanted to make sure we, because you pulled, like, oh, wait a minute, I just want to make sure. Divine. We
yes,
so appreciate
yes,
you
peace with us. Oh, yeah, no doubt. You say you'd be here every Thursday?
Yes, sir. We are here every Thursday night, same time, same place, same call-in number, of course. So you're welcome
okay.
anytime. Okay.
Oh, go ahead, sis.
Oh, I was going to say, you want to share anything? You have your own radio show. You have a book out. You have some other things that you
do,
you want to shout out?
Yeah, I do have a blog talk. I haven't taught in a while. I usually teach like spirituality and self-improvement and metaphysics and stuff and science. But I haven't done it in a while. But, you know, I was thinking about contemplating about coming back. I've been focusing on school. I do got a album, a double disc album I'm supposed to drop pretty soon. It's one is going to be a poetry CD and the other one is going to be a regular music album. I can be found on Facebook under Andre Barreau. That's A-N-D-R-E, last name B-E-A-U-R-E-A-U. I put it in the chat, and, you know, you can connect my Reverb and listen to the work I'm doing right now, just putting out the, you know, just to give people an idea of what's going to be on the poetry album and the CD. It's going to be double distant, you know. It's going to be a little bit of nothing, you know. It's all about just really just sharing it, you know, a piece of my soul with the world.
All right. We're definitely going to look out for you. I may be already connected with you.
Yeah.
So we'll check it out and see.
But I put it in the I put it in the chat room, though, where I can be found at.
Yeah, do that. Definitely want to stay in touch and support as well.
Yeah. No doubt. And I just appreciate y'all for being here and having a platform, you know, for poets like me and other ones out there get a chance to be heard.
Well, we so appreciate it. We wouldn't have a show without you guys, so thank you again, my dear brother.
No
All
doubt.
Right. All right. That was the Poetic Prophet. All right. CVG, you quiet over there.
I was just listening.
All right. We're going to keep the show going.
Okay.
We have 6 more minutes remaining on the show. Those of you who are in the Michigan area, I want to just announce really quickly tomorrow. I'm rushing the days. Saturday, 4:00 p.m., I will be at the YWC doing my 10-pallet salad so the community can come in. Anybody can come in and eat for free. You just come in, eat all you want to eat until it's all gone. And the tab is on me. We're just going to have a great time and whatever, you know, different types of salads. And so many people say that salads are boring, but there's so many things that you could do with salad and make it great and make it enjoyable. All right, with that being said, but you are welcome to come to the local YWCA in Inkston, Michigan. The address is 26429 Michigan Avenue. Can't miss it. Big, brand new buildings with a big sign out there. You all are welcome to come and dine with moi. All right, with that being said, we're going to keep it going here. All right. We are going to take the very next caller here. All right, caller from the 314 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
St. Louis in the house.
St. Louis in the house. Are you there? Hold it. All right. Don't be scared. It's all in love. All right, well, we're going to keep the show going because we got four more minutes remaining. And I'm going to play another piece that I have not played. This is one of our artists who ranked in one of our categories, which, by the way, over the next couple of days, we will be revealing those who ranked in our categories. We have 31 award categories, and we will be letting you know who those people are. And if you want to know who's going to win the award, you got to be at the Village Theater September 29th at 50400 Cherry Hill Road in Canton, Michigan, at 7 p.m. sharp to find out who's going to win the award. So we're giving away 31 awards for our categories, and then we have four other awards that we're going to give out to certain dignitaries, you know, like the mayor, you know, just a couple of different people that we want to honor for that night. So we're giving out a total of 35 awards that evening. So we hope you are there to join in with us and a great time. We will be having a post, a stroll through after, you know what it is, a stroll through networking type of, you know, reception, and so it should be a great, great time. We ain't trying to get you fat, but we're trying to, you know, at least allow you the opportunity to network and just mingle, take pictures and all of that great stuff, talk to the correspondence girl and all of that. All right, with that being said, we go actually give it over to Stevie G because we only got two more minutes. Stevie G, you want to say some? Well, you know what, I want to share with Hakeem first before we go. This is Hakeem Crenshaw with Who Am I? He ranked as one of our artists in one of our categories. I'm not going to reveal that category until we reveal everyone, but he has been ranking for quite some time, for a little over a year now, and with this particular single. So we're going to play it for you guys. Although you in the chat room, we're going into a little bit of overtime, and you won't be able to hear unless you call into the show directly, but we are probably going to go over a little, about 5 minutes. So if you wanted to hear his song, you're welcome to call in and just listen in so you can hear and hear us close off the show. But otherwise, here we go with Hakeem Crampton with Who Am I? And then we're going to close out the show.
Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set. I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall.
I am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain. I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix. I am the eternal past. I am the now and the beginning. I am that time that never ceases. I move rapidly through the universe at the speed of light. Before there was light, I traveled swiftly. My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree. The universe writes my history. Through the signs and symbols of the stars, casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me. I am that infinite possibility. I am the discovered one. I am that neo light that never dims. The moon borrows its glow from my existence. I have been courted by the galaxy. I am the nearest star, and yet I am that universe beyond. I am the source of the seed of life. The life germ that grows under my spell. I am the seasons of time and nature. I am the wind over the sea. I am the hurricane in the ocean. I am the tornado over the land. And yet I am the breeze that comforts. I am the grass that grows. I am the cornfield. I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself. For that is the eternal one of the one. He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right, over to you, CBG.
All right, y'all. This is a friend of mine in Dallas, Texas, and she's a jazz singer. Her name is Martha Burks. She can really sing, so I'm going to play her stuff for you. This song is entitled Say I Do.
Only a portion of my love. But if you think you
That was Martha Burke, my friend in Dallas, Texas, and she was singing Say I Do. Y'all have a good weekend now.
Right. I love that. Good night,
I
y'all.
I did too. All right. Goodbye. Catch you next.